The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. On numerous occasions throughout my priesthood, these or similar situations have arisen. A married couple will come to me, or a mother or father, and sometimes it's in confession, and they'll say, "Father, you know, we raised our children in the Catholic faith, but they've left the faith. They're not going to Mass on Sunday. And when they come to stay with us on the weekend, you know, we don't want to make them feel uncomfortable, so we skip Mass also." Or adults, men or women, will come and they were not raised Catholic, and they've discovered the beauty of the Church, the truth of her teachings, the splendor of the faith. And they say, "Father, gosh, I want to become Catholic so bad, but, you know, my mom and my dad are still alive, and we don't want to upset things in the family, so, you know, maybe a few years down the road." Or a husband or a wife will come and they'll say, "Father, you know, my wife, my husband, they're not on the same page, and they want to do things contrary to God's will, and I know it's wrong, but I don't want friction in our relationship, so, you know, I just kind of go along." And your heart goes out because you understand what they're going through. And yet you realize why our Lord said to a great crowd of people who had just chosen to follow him, "Unless you put me above every relationship in your life, you cannot be my disciple. Because it's going to be so hard for you to continue to follow that path." And he goes so far as to say, "Unless you hate father, mother, wife, or children, brother and sister." What does he mean by hate? Because this is the same Lord who said, "Love even your enemies." If your wife, or your husband, or your son, or daughter, or your parents wanted you to do something contrary to the will of God, would you choose me? Would you do my will above their will? And in that sense, would you hate them? Because that might be the way that they perceive it. Do you love me above all things? Because if not, you cannot be my disciple. So many of the strongest Christians, the strongest Catholics that I've ever met, are people who suffer great persecution, even in their own families. And so many Catholics or Christians who straddle the fence for years are those who are unwilling to put Christ first. I close with these words from Venerable Bede, one of the great fathers of the Church. He said, "There is a difference between renouncing all things and leaving all things. For it is the way of few perfect individuals to leave all things. That is, to cast behind them the cares of the world. God calls few people to do that. But it is the part of all the faithful to renounce all things. That is, to hold the things of this world as by them not to be held to this world.